Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on the key on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. And I promise you, you will be on the show. That's 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams Realty. You can reach them at 678-549-0274. That number again is 678-549-0274. You can also reach them by email. You can email frankwilliams@kw.com. That email again is frankwilliams@kw.com. Now, those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there on the page that says, follow this show. Go ahead and press that icon, and that will set you up where you'll be able to follow the show. You'll get show notes and everything when I'm having a show, so you'll be the first to know when the show is going to be available. Again, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. If you know someone who wants to buy or wants to sell their home, or you want to buy or want to buy a home or sell your home, please give me a call. I'll help you from start to finish, and you'll be able to go ahead and get the keys to your dream home. Okay? Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I hope y'all had a great weekend. I was unavailable to do the show on yesterday. As some of you know, once you get to be my age, which is 58 years old, you have to do different things with your health. And one thing that I, my insurance company started me doing when I turned 50 was to have a colonoscopy. What a colonoscopy is when they go to empty your rectum into your lower intestines and they put a camera through your lower intestines and look for what they call polyps. Polyps develop inside your colon, and they can be cancerous. So I had that procedure done 6 years ago, and it was time for another. So I had that procedure done on yesterday. Now it went very well, and I don't have to go back and do that for another 5 years. But that's my dilemma for yesterday, why I was not on the show. All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I played this song for the love of money because I wanted you guys to understand what it is about the love of money. And it kind of rolls into today's show, which is entitled, Women Don't Like Broke Men. And guess what? Men don't like broke women either. All right? And I want to discuss that because it's totally true on both sides of the aisle. Okay? But because a lot of women do take on these broke men, okay? And a lot of broke men do take on these broke women. Hey, what do you mean by that, Frank? Well, there are a lot of women that you know, like a man, they see a man, they like that man, they start rolling with him, he takes them out a couple of times, and they'll spend some time with him, and guess what? You can be broke, have a nice woman, and take care of her. Well, Frank, what do you call broke? What I call broke is you do have a job, you do have a place to stay, and you do have a car, but you don't have a lot of extra money. Who does have a lot of extra money? Right? Who does have a lot of extra money? What if you're broke, and I consider myself broke because I don't have the money that I want, the money that I need to be comfortable over you know, my next 30 years. And because of that, I feel like I'm broke. Right? I feel like I'm broke. So, you know, what did my wife see in me? Well, I spent time with her. I took her out. We were still, although I broke, I was still able to go to the movies, go have some dinner every now and then, take a trip every now and then, do some things that we really like to do. And although I was broke, I felt like I had the means to take care of her in the way that I thought I could. And I did. Now, I started getting to the point where, you know, I start having a little discretionary money to do different things. But that's because I continued to go to work. Okay? Men, when you don't have a job and you're out here trying to date a woman and she has a job, she goes to work every day, it's not going to work. Because women don't like broke men. And what I call a broke man is a man who's not working. Don't want to work. Tries to live through a woman. And then you take it to the other side. Men don't like broke women. Okay? A broke woman is a woman who's not working. A woman who's not taking care of herself and looking for a man who's going to take care of her. That's a broke woman. Anytime a woman is looking for a man to take care of him, that is a broke woman. She's broke. And some men are in the same situation. Some men are in the situation of looking for a woman that'll take care of them. Or a woman whose parents have money that can take care of them. And he doesn't have to work. So when you think about it, you know, women don't want a broke man. And men don't want a broke woman. Although you want to be home every day and lay around and rub on your woman and y'all be great and do things like this and do things like that, that's cool. But you know, you got to be making some great money or have money. And I don't see that. Okay? You have to be a man who works every day. A man who takes care of a woman. Now, she needs to work every day as well. Because at some point, she may be able to take care of him. Or she can take care of him. Every now and then we go, you know, my wife and I, we'll go somewhere and we'll get something to eat, and she'll say, I'll buy dinner tonight. Turn it down, which is great to me. Everyone has to eat. And then there are most times when we go and get something to eat and I pay for it. Most times. But I take care of the household bills. I pay all the bills. I pay the house note. Not on my own because I don't have a broke woman. I have a woman who works every day, and she carries her weight, which is to help me. So that works for me. That works for us. And it has to be the same way with you guys. You must go to work every day. You don't have to be making $200,000 a year, $100,000 a year. But you need to be making some thousand dollars a year. Not no $1,000 a year. Okay, that has to be gotten by men. It has to be gotten by women. I know there are a lot of women out there that say, I don't need a man. I can take care of myself. That's fine. Do that. Take care of yourself. Don't have a man. Don't get a man. Don't try to get a man because you can take care of yourself. right? So don't, you know, don't talk about men ain't shit. You know, don't say men don't do nothing. I don't have time for a man. I could take care of myself. Right. Well, take care of yourself. Don't have a man. But you, but then you turn around and you sit around with your girlfriends and say, men, you know, men are dogs, men ain't nothing, men this and that. And, but you don't want a man. You can take care of yourself, right? So why talk about them? That's because you're lonely. And you see other women with relationships with a good man, and you're longing for that. You don't have that. Because supposedly you don't want that. You don't need that. Well, I feel you, because you don't want to. You don't want to date a broke man. And what did I say a broke man was? A broke man is a man without a job. That's a broke man. Not broke in. And then, a lot of these women want to deal with these roughneck guys where they're paying sagging all down and wear a couple of chains around their neck and talking crazy and doing crazy stuff. But they don't work every day because they're out there and they're, you know, maybe selling a little weed on the side, maybe selling a little blow on the side or whatever you call it. They making a little money, but that's not going to last long. That's not going to last long. And for you to be involved in that kind of life with that kind of man, and you're a woman who can take care of herself, and you don't need a man. You're independent, but you deal with this dude. And he screws up your life. Same thing with men out there, and you messing with this woman who doesn't work. She wants you to, she call you all the time. She need money, and she need to pay her rent. She need to pay her cell phone bill. She need to do this. She need to do that. She's broke. She doesn't have a job. She doesn't work every day. But she wants to hang out on the weekends with her girls and all this, and she asks you for money so she can hang out for the weekend. That's a broke woman. You don't want a woman like that. You want a woman who goes to work every day, helps you on the bills, helps you on the groceries. You know, take care of the house, take care of you, all that. And then you flip it around. A woman wants a man who goes to work every day, take care of some bills, take care of her, you know, keep the yard going, you know, can fix something when it breaks, takes care of the car situation, car goes down, he can take it somewhere and have it fixed, and you know that kind of stuff is important. And a lot of women like that, but women don't like broke men. And a broke man is one who does not have a job, because I don't care how much money you make. If you have a job, you're not a broke man. If you have a job, you can take care of your rent, you can take care of your car, you got food on your table, you're not a broke man. You might not make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, but you make something. you're not out in the streets all the time and you have to go to work every day and you go to work every day, that's decent. Right? You ever heard anyone say it's not how much money you make, is how you take care of your money? I don't care how much money you make, you should be able to live a decent lifestyle. It may not be the rich lifestyle that you want, but you're able to take care of yourself. You aren't asking anyone else for money. And I had a family member who's, saying that my son, he's always smoking weed, this and that. I said, well, does he go to work every day? Well, yeah, he got a job. He go to work every day. He got his own place to stay. He's not living with you, is he? Yeah, he got an apartment. He got him a car. Yeah, he got him a car. He goes to work every day, back and forth with his car. Damn it, leave him alone. He's okay, but he's out there smoking weed all the time, this and that. Well, you're lucky he's not out there smoking crack all the time. Or he's not out there without a job dealing crack or dealing cocaine or selling weed. That's the dead end. But he's not driving down the dead end. He's got his own. If his only vice is smoking weed, hey, go for it, buddy. If you can function, you can get up every day and go to work and make your money and come home and take care of yourself, yeah, go for it, buddy. He's doing well. At least he understands what it takes to take care of himself. Oh, and then he got a little woman that comes along. She wanna spend the night with him and stay there all the time. And he come home and she there, and he leaves, she there, and she doesn't work. But she there soaking up the heat, soaking up the air conditioning. She wants to go out and eat every now and then. But she doesn't have anything to contribute financially. That's a broke woman. She's not working. That's a broke woman. Don't deal with broke women. Women, don't deal with broke men. Now, if a man had a job and he's in between jobs, but he's looking for a job and trying to do this and that, that's different. But a man who's running around here and doesn't work and, you see him in the daytime, you see him at night, you're like, dude, when you work? And he laughs. I don't have to work. That's a broke man. He's looking and looking and looking for someone to take care of him. Broke women do the same thing. And you can catch him right off the bat. Thinking right. Catch him right off the bat. Because most of the time these women see these men, they look good and smell good and all this, and they look past them not having a job. They look past them being broke. Oh, I can deal with him, girl. I can fix him. Nah, you can't fix him. That dude don't want to work. But he gonna let you work. And he gonna let you pay the bills. And he gonna ask you for money. That's a problem. And it's no different from men than from women. Hear me again. is no different from men than it is for women. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. That's all the time I have today. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. You just gotta do it. You gotta take care. You gotta do your thing. And when you, if you do have a broke man, if you do have a broke woman, just take Fantasia's advice right here.